we're really excited about our new lineup. We've got 10 new varieties in our lineup that basically are the best in the industry. And we've got a nice package. Depending on the relative maturity that folks are looking for, we can offer a package of products, each one in that package unrelated to the other. And yet a guy doesn't sacrifice yield by going with a package that offers genetic diversity. So we're pretty excited about the new ones that we've added in.
This 581, you can't help but notice that there's double years in almost everything, and they're big years.
The 581 is just a tremendously high-yielding variety. It's about a 98-day variety, so it fits into our package really well between the 95s and the 100 and 102, kind of dead center in the middle. But you're right. This has the ability to put that second ear on when the conditions are right. But yet, when things get tough, it really has a strong defensive trait also that keeps it hanging in there. But as far as top-end yield potential, this thing is a racehorse.
Yeah. Now, when you bring a new variety in, what are you looking to add to make it better than the one you're discontinuing?
So yield is a big thing. Yield and agronomics and stress tolerance are the top three. When it comes right down to it, farmer's looking for yield. He needs to be able to harvest more grain per acre. And so we're always on the outlook for varieties that have this top-end yield potential. However, when you're looking for those varieties, you also have to be able to look for ones that have the defensive traits like stalk strength and root strength and disease tolerance. We've had a lot of situations where we've had moisture stresses in the last several years, and so we've got to keep that awareness as we select these varieties. So it's really that package of three that we're looking for: yield, agronomics, and then stress tolerance.
I know we've talked about this the last couple of years, but again, when it comes to selecting next year, given what the history has been in the last 3 years, how do you decide what to go with?
Well, you know, the difference that we've had in the last 3 years has really made it kind of easy because, you know, anything that survives and still has yield potential and is consistent over the last 3 years, then we feel pretty strongly that it's going to be able to handle whatever Mother Nature hands out in the future.
We've had some people who have decided to go away from some traits. Hey, we haven't had trouble with this or that for the last year or so. Still need to keep those traits?
Yes, indeed. You know, Murphy is alive and well. And as soon as a guy moves away from traits, sure as you and I are talking here, we're going to have a situation where insects move in with pretty high pressure, and the guy is going to wish that he had all the traits that he could have had. And SmartStax is the best way to get the most number of traits incorporated into your variety. It's got good solid protection above ground and good solid protection below ground. And what we're looking for is multiple modes of action so that if the insect changes just a little bit and becomes tolerant of a particular trait, then you've got another trait that kicks in and offers resistance.
That is something. Multiple resistance is a real factor here, isn't it?
It really is. And, we've got three modes of resistance to the above ground in the SmartStax products and two modes of resistance to the below ground insects. We're working on getting that third mode of action incorporated into the below ground. And in a couple years, we'll have the SmartStax Pro, which will offer three modes of resistance to the below ground insects.
I was just going to ask you what's on the drawing board.
Oh, yeah. There's always something. The pipelines with these development companies are pretty full. So the most recent release that's been commercialized is the drought protection. And we are incorporating that into some good varieties out in the West, where the guys have dry land situation and they maybe only get 3 or 4 inches of rain on that crop during that growing season. And the drought guard that we've incorporated into our better varieties out there In fact, I just got back from a trip through Nebraska and was taking a look at that drought guard, and it is phenomenal how it enables those plants to be more efficient in the use of water.
And that's really a big factor in dryland corn out there, isn't it?
It really is. And, of course, what you want is something that's going to respond to dryland conditions in a favorable way, but yet when conditions get good, you want to see it ride that yield level up and respond, like the racehorses do. And I think we've got some varieties that are going to be able to do that.